Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Read with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Move over, Marie Kondo. There is a new book that is about to take the world by storm. It's called The Power of Nunchi, the Korean Secret to Happiness and Success. What is Nunchi? It's the art of reading people, a room, or a situation. The term itself refers to, in Korean, translated to English, it refers to the subtle art of using your eye and to gauge other people's thoughts and feelings. So what is it? Why should you develop it? Joining me now is author of the book, The Power of Nunchi, Yuni Hong.
When you enter a room, there's always a particular atmosphere to that room, temperature, so to speak, barometric pressure, mood, lightness or darkness level. Most people don't pay attention to any of this, but you're handicapping yourself by not doing that. Whereas using your nunchi means that, you know, as soon as you enter any situation, you look at the whole picture as a snapshot. So, like I said, Game of Thrones could also be called Game of Nunchi, because the people who do tactically well on the show, like Tyrion Lannister, has excellent nunchi, meaning that he pays attention to what's going on. He doesn't overreact. He's not excitable. And he knows which dangers are real. Whereas the Stark family, you know, the ones from Winterfell, they start out really, you know, kind of stupid. They don't have any nunchi. They speak when they should be silent. They're really bad judges of character. They don't know when somebody's a bad person or not. And so there are many ways to interpret the saga of Game of Thrones, but one is the Starks gaining nunchi over the story. The Starks start out with no nunchi and then they finally gain it.
Right. That's a great reading. You spent quite a bit of the book talking about how nunchi is different from empathy. I wonder if you can share a couple of those distinctions with our listeners.
Yes, of course. So empathy is an important thing for all humans to have. I mean, if you don't have it, you're literally a psychopath. But I also think that empathy is overrated in modern culture, and it allows somebody who's empathetic to be manipulated. I think women especially are told you have to be empathetic or this is your strong suit. And so people are trying to always put themselves in the mind of the other person. But if you think about what happens if you do that, you're basically losing your own balance. You're losing your own identity if you put yourself in the mind of the other person. And this can be very dangerous for you. But nunchi is different from empathy. Nunchi is you remain where you are. You remain solid. And you evaluate and take in information without trying to become the other person.
You've written several books. You've written a novel, Kept, The Birth of Korean Cool, and you're a well-known senior columnist for the Financial Times over in the U.S. How did you come to discover nunchi and then decide to write a book about it?
I didn't so much discover it as it was forced upon me in my upbringing. It's very, very closely tied up into childhood rearing in Korea.
But you grew up in the U.S. and then you moved to Korea when you were 12, right? So was discovering nunchi for you something of a cultural clash moment, or was it always a part of your life?
Right. I mean, I remember as a child, you know, from an early age being told that I had no nunchi, but I didn't really care or understand why it was important. You know, in fact, I was raised in an English-speaking household, but nunchi was still one of the first Korean words I ever learned. You know, it's always in the negative. You know, why do you have no nunchi? You know, but in America, you don't need it as much because it's what's called a low context culture, meaning that, you know, you kind of just have a conversation and the other things that are going around, that are happening around you don't matter that much, or the age of the person, the mood of the person is kind of irrelevant. You know, Korea and most other Asian countries, you know, including Singapore, is our high-context culture, right? And in a high-context culture, nunchi is really important.
The best parts of the book for me was you mentioned a Korean children's book of poetry called The Fart with No Nunchi. Is this a real book, first of all?
And yes, it really is, and I knew that readers wouldn't believe it, so I provided footnotes and links to find this book. The Fart with No Nunchi is an amazing illustrated children's book. It's actually a book of poems, and The Fart with No Nunchi is just one of the poems, and it's about two boys playing together, and one of the boys farts. And his best friend has good nunchi, which means he doesn't say, ha ha, you farted, he just says, oh, let's count the ants on the ground. So the poem is about, we're going, there's one ant, two ant, three ant. And it's just about, you know, sort of distracting the friend from an embarrassing situation.
Right.
And, you know, it's very telling. There's so many children's books about nunchi, that, you know, the elephant with no nunchi, the child with no nunchi. It's like a cautionary tale.
Nunchi to me sounds like the heart of what we in Asia understand as saving face.
Yes.
Is there something about the term nunchi which refers to the swiftness that you're meant to exhibit this quality with? Is nunchi similar to eyeballing? Is that what the term signifies?
Bang on. That's exactly what it is. It's eyeballing and speed matters. And in fact, in Korea, if you have good nunchi, they don't say you have good nunchi. They say quick nunchi.
Ah.
And when you're eyeballing something, you have to take in information quickly. And not only that, all situations are in flux. So you have to adapt to that. You know, Charles Darwin said, survival of the fittest does not mean survival of the strongest. It means survival of the most adaptable.
Mm. I would like to be a nunchi ninja, but I understand that in order to exhibit any sort of nunchi, why is it I have to first empty my mind?
See, the opposite of nunchi is prejudice. Prejudice will block you from understanding something, and it's very tricky because, you know, the brain can be a big deceiver. So if you meet somebody, you might have a bad feeling toward them, and you can't tell whether it's prejudice or the truth. And the brain is very bad at sorting out these things. In order to avoid the brain getting you in trouble, you have to kind of turn the brain off. Because the body is often smarter than the brain when it comes to instincts. Because, you know, the thinking capacity of humans is maybe several tens of thousands of years old, whereas our survival capacity are literally hundreds of millions of years old.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the brain actually directly interferes with your survival capacity sometimes. And so nunchi is a way of reconnecting to your instinct, your DNA, your reptilian brain, your five senses.
So in this book, I love that you give us rules for nunchi. And rule number four is never pass up a good opportunity to shut up. So why is this important?
People, for whatever reason, are extremely uncomfortable with silences lasting even more than 5 seconds. And because of this nervousness, they feel obligated to talk, and puts you in a very, very vulnerable position. Because if you think about people who are really, really good negotiators, they already know the importance of shutting up. You know, and I know somebody who was asking for a raise from his boss, and he asked me for advice. It was his first job ever out of school. So I told him, I mean, I don't think I used the word nunchi, but I said, say as little as possible and let the boss talk as much as possible. I mean, I said, obviously prepare notes for why you deserve the raise, you know, say that you made this many sales, whatever. I mean, but don't start with that. Just, you know, say, let the other guy talk and he'll, you know, he's basically going to feed you a script, whether he realizes it or not. So my friend went in there and just said, I would like to, as discussed, I called this meeting with you because I wanted to discuss the possibility of me getting a raise. And that's all he said. And the boss was already really confused because that's all my friend said, because the boss was preparing debate and counter-argument and negotiation. The only thing the boss was not prepared for was silence. So the boss immediately got nervous and said, oh, is this thing about the 3% cost of living raise that everyone else got? Yeah, and my friend did not even know there was a cost of living raise, you know. And the boss said, see, you started in September. That's the fourth quarter of, you know, we don't usually give the bonus to people. You know, and my friend was just, he didn't say anything. This was all new information. If my friend had said something immediately left, if he reacted and said, yes, why didn't you give me the 3%? Then the results would have been he only would have gotten 3%. But my friend was continuing to be silent. He said, well, you know, that's part of it. And he didn't elaborate. And then the boss just kept blabbing and blabbing and blabbing. He eventually said, look, I don't know what you want from me. If I can't double your salary or something. He said, I know you're being underpaid, which my friend also didn't know. But I can't double your salary or something because then you'll be making more than your own manager. So basically the boss was giving my friend the exact range of what he could ask for without even realizing that, you know, so my friend asked for a high, you know, he knew what to ask for. He didn't get the full amount. So But he got a very, definitely higher than 3% that he would have gotten if he had, you know, spoken earlier.
Gosh, I just realized that this book helps us all become elegant influences. One of my favorite books is Cialdini's book, Influence. And really, this book is almost like a Zen influence, how by maybe doing less and talking less and shutting up, you get more done. I was also interested to hear that there is a psychologist in Korea that's using Nunchi to treat psychiatric patients.
Yes, I mean, exactly. You know, in any country, a lot of the psychologists and psychiatrists have to deal with loneliness as a problem. And sometimes, and not even if it's not exactly loneliness, it's difficulty relating to people. I mean, which is not, I mean, there are genuine psychiatric illnesses that have to be treated on a medical level. But, you know, in addition to that, a lot of people's problems arise from their inability to connect with people. And so there's a psychologist in Korea who developed methods to use Nunchi. In fact, he developed a Nunchi scale to sort of, it's like an IQ, but for your Nunchi. And he uses this data to help people, you know, basically live happier lives, you know, by teaching them techniques like, one of the questions in the Nunchi scale is, when you're at somebody's house, are you good at knowing when it's time to leave and when it's not time to leave?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are all things that, you know, you kind of know that you should know this, but this particular psychologist actually made a list and made an exam out of it in an attempt to help patients become happier by improving their Nunchi.
So one of the criticisms somebody might have reading this book is that, you know, it's easy to read the pecking order in a room. It's easy to please a person in authority. The difficult thing in life is being authentic or speaking truth to power. So does Nunchi discourage authenticity and encourage deferential speech?
No, I wouldn't say that at all, because Nunchi definitely has an element where if you want to be the non-aggressive one, you can actually, you know, you can have power in a position of seeming weakness. But you don't have to do that, because, you know, there's a Nunchi of the weak and Nunchi of the strong also. Nunchi of the weak is something that you would use if you were in, you know, a subordinate position. And so, I mean, you know, for example, if I'm really mad at somebody in that moment, my truth is, I hate you. You're going to get us all fired. I mean, that's truthful in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, will it be truthful 10 minutes from now? You don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason for keeping silent. It's not because you're being passive, you're being wise.
That was Yuni Hong, the author of The Power of Nunchi, The Korean Secret to Happiness and Success. This has been Read. I'm Michelle Martin. Keep reading.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.